Good morning, and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Wednesday, December 20th, 2023, and information is provided up to date as at 5 a.m. Eastern Time. The market is currently looking at a slightly lower open, with S&P futures pointing down 0.2%. This follows Asian markets generally closing higher, and European markets largely higher in early trading. The US 10-year is down 3 basis points, yielding 3.89%. The dollar is firmer against the euro and pound, softer against the yen, gold, oil, and industrial metals are higher, and cryptocurrencies are mixed. No change in the broader narrative. Few directional drivers in play as markets head towards the holiday slowdown. Heading into the end of year, the path of least resistance for stocks seems to be higher on the dovish Fed pivot, soft landing traction, seasonality, and FOMO exacerbated by the over $1 trillion in money market fund flows this year. Markets are also digesting yesterday's Bank of Japan decision. Takeaways are dovish, with April still seen as the most likely NIRP exit. The ECB and Bank of England officials continue to push back against market rate cut expectations, though has not changed the extent of rate cut pricing in next year. We had a big drop in UK inflation, with the headline at 2-year lows and under 4%. The German GfK consumer confidence improved from a low base. China left 1-year and 5-year loan prime rates unchanged as expected. And Reserve Bank of New Zealand Governor Orr said that the central bank was surprised by the shock New Zealand GDP contraction. On the data front, we had Japan November trade balance coming in above consensus but still a negative number, and UK November output PPI negative but above expectations. Due up on today's US economic calendar, we have weekly MBA mortgage purchase applications, followed by Q3 current account balance, November existing home sales, and December consumer confidence, and lastly weekly DOE crude inventories. In corporate news, Bloomberg reports that Masimo is open to settling with Apple over the watch dispute. In an interview, Masimo's CEO says that he would settle with Apple, but notes that they haven't called and it takes two to tango, adding that he would work with them to improve their product. On today's earnings calendar, we have General Mills before the open, and we have Micron Technology due to report after the close. Asian equities ended mostly higher on Wednesday, with South Korea leading the region higher, and another solid day for Taiwan. Following the Bank of Japan meeting, brokerage notes indicate that no change to forecasts for the first rate hike. The January camp remains optimistic on wage and inflation developments, with Governor Ueda's conviction strengthening, and did not detect contradictory signals, but did acknowledge high uncertainties and the risk that a policy move may be pushed back to April. And the Bank of Korea said that it saw headline consumer inflation falling to 2% in 2024, but that the pace of deceleration will be slower than expected. The bank said that consumer prices were unlikely to repeat November's steep decline, which was down to falling crude and agricultural prices, while a recent rise in utility and oil prices could slow deceleration further. European markets have opened largely higher, with the Euro stocks, FTSE 100, French CAC, and German DAX all trading up. UK home builders are outperforming in EU trade on the back of the softer UK inflation data. The CPI came in at 3.9% versus the 4.4% expected in November, the lowest since 2021, and below all forecasts, which analysts see as supportive for the UK housing market. As CPI falls, it is likely that, over time, mortgage rates will also follow. Analysts expect today's news to reignite the debate about when the bank rate will start to fall. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Summary for Wednesday, December 20th, 2023. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.